This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. While both Russia and Ukraine say Russia now controls 80% of the key eastern city of Severodonetsk, a Ukrainian regional governor says Ukrainian fighters still control the industrial areas. The Luhansk regional leader says Russian forces have destroyed all three bridges leading out of the city, but Ukrainian forces were still trying to evacuate the wounded. He says a mass evacuation of civilians right now is simply not possible due to the relentless shelling and fighting in the city. A Russian general says a humanitarian corridor will be open Wednesday to evacuate civilians from the city's besieged Azat chemical plant, but the civilians will be taken to Russian-held territory. Allies of imprisoned Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny say he has been moved from the prison where he has been serving time. His attorneys were told he has been transferred to a maximum security facility. Prison transfers in Russia take days, if not weeks, and are shrouded in secrecy, prompting concerns about Navalny's safety. Navalny was arrested in January 2021 upon returning from Germany, where he had been recuperating from nerve agent poisoning, and handed a 2.5-year sentence for a parole violation. Kremlin agents are suspected of carrying out the poisoning, though the Kremlin has always denied it. In March, Navalny was sentenced to 9 years in a maximum security prison. The transfer was expected to happen after he lost the appeal contesting the sentence. Russia's TASS news agency reported on Tuesday that U.S. basketball player Brittany Griner's pretrial detention in Russia has been extended to July the 2nd at the request of investigators. The star of the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury franchise was detained back in February at an airport in Moscow after